This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 18th. God's word for you today is refocus. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and it says, "But as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Guess what? If God is going to do things that eyes have not seen in your life, then things that eyes have not seen begin to happen to you, and you think it is strange. Do not think it is strange. It is because God is able to do that which eyes have not seen. And I prophesy into your life today that the capacity to focus on the future God will give unto you. This is the decade of destiny. Get your attention off the past. The past is past. It could be the recent past, the distant past, yesterday's past, or perhaps last week's past. But the truth remains that the past is past. It could even be the last year's past or last decade's past. The past is past. The classic example is the rear view mirror of a car. Nobody drives focusing on the rear view mirror. So, how do I focus on the future? Can you help me with scriptures that can redirect me and empower me? Absolutely. That is why we are here. Job chapter 11, verse 13, 15 to 16 says, "Put your heart right, Job. Reach out to God. Face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more." First thing is to put your heart right. The second thing is to reach out to God. The third thing is to face the world again, firm and courageous. The Bible says, "Then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more." So, we see the premise and the promise. The premise is, when you put your heart right, reach out to God and face the world, then the promise is, your troubles will fade away from your memory like floods that are past and remembered no more. That is how it works. Folks really struggle to forget the past. I get requests like, "Pastor, I want to forget the past. Please help me." However, the truth is, when you make the past a project to forget, you make the past the object of focus. So, what do you do? And how do you forget the past? You forget the past by refocusing on the future. When you focus on the future, your past fades away. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 says, "Look straight ahead with honest confidence. Don't hang your head in shame." Many things will try to bring your head down in shame. God says, don't hang your head in shame. Instead, look straight with honest confidence. Why? Jesus took care of both your guilt and shame on the cross. Jesus is not ashamed of you. You belong to him. Jesus took care of both the guilt and the shame of your life so that you can embrace your glorious future. I see you embracing your glorious future in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will exalt your name and shout hallelujah. What shall I render to you, O Lord?" Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.